Welcome back, everybody, to our Hilchos Brachos Kollel. Tonight's shiur was sponsored by my parents, and in particular by my father, Leilo Nishmas, his father, my Zaidi, Harav Yisrael Nachman ben Osher Anshel HaKohen Visara Gittel. My Zaidi was someone who was very, very special to me. Had a very close relationship with my Zaidi Baruch Hashem. This is his fifth Yahrzeit is coming up on Tes Shvat. And this year is particularly meaningful for me to give Le'iloi Nishmaso, because one of the things that my Zaidi did in his shul in St. Louis was give a weekly shiur in Maseches Brachos. Now, my Zaidi did not do as much of the Halacha L'maisa part. He was a very close Talmud of Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal. My Zaidi revered the Rav, and he spoke about him throughout his entire life. Everything in Torah that my Zaidi said was from the Rav. If it wasn't from the Rav, there was always a little bit of skepticism. Really, he really held the Rav in very, very high regard and high esteem. And he used to give a shiur in Maseches Brachos using Rav Reichman's Sefer, Reshimo Shiurim. Any Sefer from the Rav that my Zaidi could get his hands on was cherished. I remember my father, whenever a new Rav came out, a new Sefer from the Rav came out, my father would always pick it up and give it to my Zaidi the next time that they saw each other. So to give a shiur that's rooted in Maseches Brachos, in honor and in memory of my Zaidi Zichrono Levracha, is a really very, very special thing. So the shiur should be Le'iloi Nishmaso. We're going to discuss tonight a topic that is very much relevant for the halachos of Tu B'Shvat as well, which is the second iteration of our shiurim on Seder Brachos. Last week we spoke about the proper order for brachos when one has multiple foods of the same bracha. So if you have multiple fruits, how do you decide which fruit to make a bracha on? That's certainly relevant for Tu B'Shvat. Ayin Shom last week, but tonight also relevant for Tu B'Shvat. We're going to talk about how do you decide what bracha to make when you have multiple foods with different brachos. So you're going to have to make multiple brachos, but the question is, what's the order of the brachos? Which one do you say first? So that is our topic for tonight. And the sugya begins in brachos mem amid beis mem aleph amid aleph, just like last week, the Mishnah, which is the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. The Mishnah says that hayu lefan of midin harbe, if a person was eating a variety of foods, so Rabbi Yehuda says that he chooses the min shiva adif, the shivas haminim take precedence. The Rabbanon say min chaviv adif, that which is more beloved to the person, that is what takes precedence. Then there's a discussion in the Gemara about what case are Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim arguing about. So everybody agrees that they're arguing at least b'sheber choseha and shavos, when the brachos are the same, meaning you have multiple fruits. So Rabbi Yehuda says you prioritize the shivas haminim. The Rabbanan say you prioritize that which you like more. That was our shiur from last week. However, there's a further machlokas in the Gemara between the Amoraim, whether this debate between the Tanoim, between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, does it apply only to Berchosei and Shavos, to multiple foods of the same bracha, or does it apply even to Bishain Berchosei and Shavos, where you have multiple foods of different brachos? And Ula is so same in the Gemara. Ula assumes, as we see in source number one, Amar Ula machlokas b'she berchosei and shavos, Rabbi Yehuda savor min shiva adif, Rabbanan savor min chaviv adif, aval b'she ein berchosei and shavos. Ula says that when the brachos are not the same, when you have multiple brachos to recite, so then divrei hakol mevarech al ze v'chozer u'mevarech al ze. Everybody agrees that one makes a bracha on this one and then makes a bracha on that one. So according to Ula, there is no debate when there are multiple brachos to say. Rather, everybody agrees, mevarech al ze v'chozer mevarech al ze. Now, the Amoraim later on argue whether that's true. Pligi barabi ami v'rabi yitzchak nafcha. And one of the Amoraim says that the debate applies even in a case where you have multiple brachos to say. There are more mar makomos on the bima, Rabban. Good to see you. So there is a debate in the Amoraim whether the machlokas tanaim extends also to B'she'in Berchosei and Shavos, but because Ula assumes that there is no machlokas v'she'in b'chosei and shavos. So that is how most of the Rishonim assume lehalacha. And for the purposes of our shir, in order to maintain more clarity in the shir, we're going to assume that lehalacha, that we, like Ula, that when b'she'in b'chosei and shavos, if the brachos are not the same, so then there's no machlokas. Rather, divrei hakol mevarech al zeh v'chozer u'mevarech al zeh. The only problem is that phrase, mevarech al zeh v'chozer u'mevarech al zeh, is quite ambiguous. What exactly does Ula mean? What does it mean that everybody holds, you make a bracha on this one, and then you make a bracha on that one? And the truth is that there were four different ways in the Rishonim to interpret that line in the Gemara. We're going to focus on three of them. So the first one is that of the Rosh. If you look at source number three, the Tosas HaRosh, Brachos Mem Aleph Amen Aleph, and this is also in the Rosh in the back of the Gemara, in Perek Zayin Halacha Chaf Hei, I believe. So the Rosh writes like this. Af agav de Rabbi Yehuda kishib rechosei en shavos tzarech lahaktim shivas haminin. Even though Rabbi Yehuda holds that you have to prioritize the shivas haminim, that's when you have multiple foods of the same bracha. Haynu davka kishibirkas ha'echad poter es chaveiro. That's when one bracha will exempt the other one. So you have multiple fruits. You have pomegranates and an apple. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you make the ha'itz on the pomegranates. Now you don't make any bracha on the apple, because the ha'itz on the pomegranates exempts the apple. Oz mistaber levarich al shivas haminim v'lift or es hasheni. So you prioritize the shivas haminim when it's going to play that role, when it's going to play that function of exempting another fruit from a bracha. Avol keshet sarich levarich hakol echad ve'echad. But when you have to make a bracha on each item anyway, because they're different brachos, so then lo shaychei ze lezeh klal, very important words. So then the foods have nothing to do with one another. They're not linked. They're not interconnected. Kevan shetzarech levarech al hasheni achar achilas harishon. Because even after you eat the first food, you're going to have to make a bracha on the second. There's no exemption going on over here. So hilkach al eze mehem shigirtze yevarech tchila. The Rosh says that in this case where you have to make multiple brachos on the foods, the whole idea of one bracha coming before the other is completely null and void. It's not at play. You can choose whichever one you want. It's up to you. However you want to do it, you do it. Today you're feeling like you want to put the fruit before the shahakol? Givaldik. Tomorrow you want to put the shahakol before the fruit? Great. Right? It's up to you to decide. Why is it up to you to decide? Because there is no halacha to be makdim to prioritize one bracha to another. Why is there no halacha to put one bracha before another? Because there's no connection between the foods. The way that some achronim explain it is like this. What's the whole idea that one bracha comes before another? It's akin to ikar v'tafel. We're going to see this in the Rashba in just a second. Ikar v'tafel means that if I have two foods, and one of them is my primary food and the other one is secondary, right? But they're being eaten together. They're being eaten in one fell swoop. So I make a bracha on the ikar and not on the tofel. Because there's a link between the two. And one stands out, it's more pronounced than the other is. So the ikar gets the bracha, not the tofel. Okay, but that presumes a link between the two foods. So too, when I have two fruits and one has a more important bracha than the other, one is more important than the other, and therefore deserves the bracha. So Rabbi Yehuda says the Shivas Haminim is more important. So there's a link between the two. What's the link between the two? That the bracha is going to cover both foods, right? They're in the same basket, so to speak. The bracha is going to cover both foods. So now I can say, okay, I have to be mocked in one before the other. I should pick the ikar and not the tafel. And the ikar is going to be the more chashuv fruit. But if I have to make a bracha on both, so then there's no ikar v'tafel. It's like if I have steak and I also have vegetables, okay? So the steak is my main meal. Good. But that doesn't mean that the vegetables are now tafel, and when I make a shahakol on the steak, I don't have to make any other brachos because they're not being eaten together. They're two separate items that I'm having during my meal. So since they're separate, each one deserves a bracha. So the Rosh says, well, if they're separate, well, then there's no link of ikar v'tafel, and therefore there's no reason to say that I should be makdim one before the other. Yeah, you had a question?
I was going to say, if you have mint jelly with your, I don't know if it does this, but mint jelly with your lamb chops, obviously, your lamb is your ikker, and the tafel would be, you would have to make a bracha on the
meat. Right, okay, so that, and that, that's when there's a link between the two.
That's because it's like french fries and ketchup, you know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Most people aren't just eating the ketchup.
Right.
I assume this is bedafka, we're talking everything except for hamotzi and hagafen, which passes everything, right?
Okay, good. Right. So if you made a hamotzi or hagafen, so then that would pater all the foods and all the drinks.
I'm saying, but you, bedafka, you should make the hamotzi first if you know that it's there.
Good. So we're right now, okay, so you're raising an important point, which is that eventually we're going to get to the fact that everybody agrees that hamotzi should come first and the hagafen should come before other brachos. That's for a separate reason. So for the purposes of this discussion that we're having right now, let's limit our discussion to just fruits and vegetables. Okay? Just fruits and vegetables. That's what we're dealing with right now.
Dates and hadama or shahakal also?
Let's limit it to just fruits and vegetables. And you'll see in a second why that should be. Okay? But the rush is yisod is that you can choose whichever one you want because there's no link between the foods. The Rashba in source number 4 disagrees, and many other Rishonim disagree as well. And he says that that's not what it means, divrei hakol mevarich hazeh v'chozer mevarich hazeh, which according to the Rosh means, you choose. Make a bracha on this one, make a bracha on that one, whichever one you want. The Rashba says no. The Rashba says what that means, divrei hakol mevarich hazeh v'chozer mevarich hazeh, is that when you have multiple brachos because of a variety of foods, Rabbi Yehuda now agrees with the Chachamim. What did the Chachamim say? Min chaviv adif. That which is more beloved to you, you should make the bracha on. So the Rashba says that's what it means, divrei hakol mevarich hazeh v'chozer mevarich hazeh. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that you should make the bracha first on the one that you want more, and then next on the one that you want less. So there is a din of kedima. There is a din of prioritizing one bracha to the other, just it works differently. When the foods have the same bracha, Rabbi Yehuda holds, you put the min shiva first. When the foods have different brachos, you put the chaviv first.
So he would be happy saying that, you know, you really want the banana, and even though you've got min shiva there, eat
the banana before, right, make the adama on the banana before you make the ha'etz on the pomegranate. Yes, that's according to the Rashba, that's the halach. Okay? Now, here's the kasha on the Rashba. Why? I don't understand. If there's a halacha of kedima, that I should put one before the other, so why does it matter whether the foods are the same or the foods are different? There should be one principle that explains both. According to the Rosh Nicha, according to the Rosh, the whole principle of kedima only applies when there's one bracha made on multiple foods. The foods are the same bracha. Okay, so then but according to the Rashba, the din kedima applies in both cases. So be consistent. Oh. So the Achronim are medayik in the Rashba. Look at this Rashba, source number 4. V'tayma da ha-milsa, the kapit Rabbi Yehuda b'shem b'chosein shavos v'lo kapit b'shem b'chosein shavos. Why is it that Rabbi Yehuda requires that you put the min shiv up first when you have two foods that are the same bracha? But he doesn't say that when you have two foods that are different brachos. Nirali mishum de b'shem b'chosein shavos de bracha dechad potar idach legamrei. When it's a din that one bracha exempts the other food from a bracha, so then hamilsa chashivat fei v'dinahu dechashuv lipater she'eno chashuv. Again, like we said before, ikker v'tafel. You choose the one that's ikker. How do we decide what's ikker? Based on the food, based on the cheftza, based on the food. Just like we explained last week, right? For Rabbi Yehuda, why is min shiva adif? Because, as the Drisha says, min HaTorah, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes, so to speak, what is the most important fruit? The Shivas Aminim. Eretz Chito Sa'ora. So from the perspective of the Cheftza Shel Ochel, from the perspective of the food, which one is most important? Which one's the ikker of the fruits? The Shivas Aminim. So you put that one first. Aye, but when it comes to multiple foods where you have to say multiple brachos, one does not exempt the other. All there is a prioritization, in ordering, in organization. There's no exemption going on over here. So then, so then you go by the gavra. You go by what the person cares more about. That's the way that both the Drisha and later on the Sefer Vezos HaBracha in source number 6, they explain Shita Sarashba like that. When the both foods are of the same bracha, So then you follow the Chefza. Because it's like it's an exemption rule. So you have to pick the Iker, that's Poter, the Tafel. But when there is no Poter going on, because you're making brachos on both foods, so then you go by the perspective of the Gavra, as which one is more important to him, or which one will provide him with more Hana'ah, and that's the bracha that's more chashuv to make first. Because the bracha that's more chashuv to make first is dependent on the person saying the bracha. In this case, we don't have to take into account the food, because each food is going to get its own bracha. If we're dealing just with foods that have the same brachas, and you have to pick the food that is the most deserving. But in this case, that's not at play. So therefore, you go by the person and which bracha is most important to him. Okay. So so far we have two shitos on the books. Mevarech hazeh v'chozeh mevarech hazeh. What does that mean? The Rosh says whatever you want. The Rashba says chaviv. You pick the one that is more beloved to you. Yeah, Itan?
It seems like the same. Whichever one you want and the one that's more important to you.
So let's say I love watermelon, okay? And I don't like pomegranates as much. Yeah? Right. But I love watermelon, okay? According to the Rashba, I should make the bracha on the watermelon first. Ha'adama on the watermelon and then ha'eats on the pomegranates. The Rosh says, do whatever you want. So
isn't whatever you want one like? That's the one that's more
important,
right?
No, not which food you want. It's like, do whatever you want in terms of the ordering of the brachos. You're in the mood to make a ha'etz first today. Go for it. Your kid said, if you make a ha'etz, you know, I'll go to sleep on time. Okay, make the ha'etz.
And you're saying it's unrelated to the food.
Yeah, exactly.
It wouldn't work the opposite way.
Huh?
It wouldn't work the opposite way.
Again, what do you mean? You
like pomegranate better,
mm-hmm.
but not cantaloupe.
According to the Rosh, it would be the same thing. The Rosh could say, you know,
do what you want.
Right. Do what you want. Your world. You get to choose.
According to the Rashba, it's like, I feel like how he's learning Rabbi Yehuda is sort of boxing in the Shivas Aminim to just that universe of ha'eitz. And suddenly, once you're dealing with something else, they lose all status. That it, when you compare Shivas Aminim 8 to Ha'adama, then it doesn't matter anymore. It doesn't really. The fact that it's important that because is, Hashem dies.
So that kind of is what he's saying. Not that he's not getting rid of the Hashivas of the food, but he's saying that the Hashivas of the food is not relevant when you're making multiple brachos. You don't have to put the more Chashav food first because. It's not like there's no Iker V'Tafel going on because there's no exemption.
So it's almost going the other way, that if you learn this one first, then there's no inertia. I mean, what you want is the most important. Oh, and then, okay, but then if you want both of them, but they're the same bracha, then you have to go Shivas Aminim.
Right.
It's almost because we learned the other one first last week, so.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So that's, if you look at V'Sos HaBracha, he says the two dinim are Hakdamas HaBracha HaChashuva, versus Hakdamas HaPri HaChashuv, right? Is it a din in the Chefza or it's a din in the Bracha? Right? And it's a din in the Chefza when one is Poter the other, Iker V'Tafel, we're looking at the foods. Right. When both are getting their own Brachos, you can't say that. There is no Iker V'Tafel here. So instead, you go by the Bracha. Well, what makes the Bracha more important? The person making the Bracha, right? And right. To what is more Chav Pim? Yeah, Shlomo.
Can we say sometimes like an eight could be Poter the Hakdama? Grows from, it started from the ground and it became a tree. So in a sense, it's also, maybe it's puzzled a little bit tougher to the ha'etz.
Right. I think if anything, it would be the opposite. That if you by accident made a ha'adama on an apple, so then that would be good. But ha'etz is more specific, than ha'adama. So if you made a ha'etz on something that only grows in the ground,
it's a higher level.
Right, right. So we're gonna, you know, that gets to the next sheet. Beautiful, beautiful segue. Okay. So again, I told you there's four sheetos. I'm dealing with three for tonight. The last one is the Bahag, Baal Halachos Gedolos, and the Rishonim quote the Bahag. Right now, for tonight, we're going with the way that the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yonah understand the Bahag, and the Bahag says something fascinating. He says, "Divrei Akol Mevarei Chalzeh V'Chozer Mevarei Chalzeh," actually has nothing to do with the order of brachos. You know why? Because once you have multiple brachos, then we already have a principle that tells us which bracha comes first, says the Bahag. That principle is that the more targeted, the more precise bracha always takes precedence. And that's based on a Gemara in Brachos Daf Lamed Tes, where there's a Maisa Shahaya about someone who made a Shahako before a Ha'adama, and he was mocked and scorned because he made the Shahako first, since the Adama is a more targeted bracha. Shahakol is all-inclusive. Adama is specifically only those things from the ground. So the what emerges from that Gemara is what the Rishonim call a bracha mivoreres. A bracha mivoreres. A bracha that is more, more narrow. It's more confined. It's more defined. That always takes precedence to a more generic bracha. So the Bahag says, okay, well, between Ha'etz and Adama, which one is more defined? Ha'etz. Exactly what Shlomo was saying, right? Okay. So the Bahag says, okay, so you have a fruit and a vegetable. I know which one comes first. The fruit has to come first because that's the bracha mivoderes. So Ula, according to the Bahag, when he says, has nothing to do with the order of brachos. The order of brachos is already taken care of. You know what Ula was coming to teach us? Ula was coming to teach us that when you have a fruit and a vegetable, you still have to make a bracha on each one. That's what Ula was coming to say. Don't be mistaken to think that a Hadama would potter up both. Rather, no, you have to say Ha'etz on the fruit and Hadama on the vegetable. Chozer Mevarech makes sense. Yeah.
And even if you would have made the Hadama by mistake, then you still have to make the Ha'etz?
No. If you made a Hadama on a... It's saying that if you have a fruit and a vegetable.
Right.
So... Even though you said ha'itz on a fruit, you still have to say ha'adama on the vegetable. And likewise, even if mistakenly you made the ha'adama on the vegetable first, you would still have to make a ha'itz on the fruit. They don't exempt each other.
That's what
it's is. A din in saying there's no exemption going on over here. Yeah, now the Rishonim, so it's good with the language of chozer mevarech hazeh, but the Rishonim are bothered that that's not really the context of what Ula is talking about. Right, because what was the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? Was it about whether you need to make a bracha on everything? No, the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim was which one comes first.
Well, it was because the original machlokas was about the same bracha on one item, where right. One is being hacked or the other one. So
yeah, I like we have Bahag fans over here. Okay, all right. So at the end of the day, we have three shitos. Okay, so the Rosh says whichever one you want. The Rashba says chaviv comes first, and the Bahag says. This line has nothing to do with that. You're always going to make the most mivurar bracha first. And all that this line is saying is that when you have fruits and vegetables, you have to make both a ha'itz and a ha'adam. So, how do we paskin halacha lamaisa? So the truth is that we have essentially a mix between the Rashba and the Bahag. A mix between the Rashba and the Bahag. And that is because, I'm going to say it outside and then we'll see it inside, okay? That is because everybody agrees with the principle that drives the Bahag Shita, which is that a bracha mivoreres takes precedence. And that's why we all know from growing up that what's the first bracha that you make? Hamotzi. Hamotzi is the most mivurar bracha. Next, mizonos, because mizonos products have the same quality of bread, so it gets grouped together with hamotzi. Next, hagafen, because it's on a specific item, namely wine or grape juice. And then after that, we go ha'etz hadama shahakol. Yeah? What's the order of those brachos? All in order of the most defined bracha. Yeah? So we accept that principle. We accept that principle. However, the Bahag takes it so far as to say that whenever you have fruits and vegetables, ha'etz always comes before ha'adama. Regardless of whether you like the vegetable more than the fruit, even if I like my banana or my watermelon or my carrots more than I like my apples and my oranges, I still, according to the Bahag, make the ha'etz before the adama. That point in the Bahag, we reject. Why? Because we paskin like the Rashba. We paskin like the Rashba that between fruits and vegetables, and Aryeh, that's why I said let's limit our discussion to fruits and vegetables. Between fruits and vegetables, we go by chaviv, by which one you want more. So let's see that inside in Shulchan Aruch, okay? So Rishud Aleph, source number 7, Shulchan Aruch says, Im ein berchuseihem shavos, page number 2 at the top. Afilu yesh bohen mimin shiva, kigon tzinon vizayis. If you have two different foods with two different brachos, even if you have shiva saminim, like a radish and an olive. Okay? So on the radish, you're going to make a ha'adama. On the olive, you would make a ha'etz. The olive is the shiva saminim. Which one comes first? So the Shulchan Aruch says, Eze mehem sheyirtze yakdim v'afilu eino chaviv. You could choose whichever one you want. Whose sheet is that? The Rush. Then he says, B'yesh omim, and others say, Shegam bizet tzarech lahakdim echaviv. Others say that also in this case, you have to put first which one you like more. Now in Mishneh Berurah, in source number 8, Reishud Aleph Tes, he says, V'ayin ber halacha mashu kasavti b'shem achronim, de'ikr ki yesh omim hazeh. So the Iker is like the Yesh Omrim, Shehudas Rov HaPoskim, because the majority opinion is that you put the Chaviv first, and he throws into the mix, even if you really think the Rosh is right, but hold on a second. There were others who said that Chaviv always comes first. Who was that? Last week, the Rambam. The Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes in its Sif Beis, the Rambam holds that whether Bechosein Shavos or whether Bechosein Einon Shavos, doesn't matter what you're dealing with, according to the Rambam, you always put Chaviv first. So now we have the Rashva plus the Rambam against the Rosh. And that's why, according to the Mishneh Berurah Bir Halacha, we follow the opinion that we put Chaviv first. So right now, what we're saying is that if I like watermelon more than I like oranges, which in my case it's true, I like both, but I like watermelon more. What should I make my bracha on first?
You make it on the watermelon.
On the watermelon. Adama before ha'etz. Who knew that? Who knew that coming in tonight? Well, I love it. See? Shmack. Okay. Yeah? So
even though we don't hold like the Rambam as far as the same Shabbos,
yeah,
but he still gives support to the Mishneh Berurah
in Psak Halacha. Yes, exactly. It adds to the argument that we should follow the Rashba, because Miman of Shach, the Rambam holds that way.
Right.
Yeah? Okay.
Does the Rambam discuss this, or he doesn't even discuss this in it because it's obviously...
The Rambam does discuss this. He holds that Chaviv comes first. The question is whether he's paskening maybe like that other daya in the Gemara, that the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim extends also to Ein Berchoseim Shavos. That's the way the Kesef Mishnah reads the Rambam. Or whether he just holds like the Rashba, that Divrei Hakol, Mevarech Hazeh, V'chol Mevarech Hazeh, meaning everybody agrees that you put Chaviv first. But Benkach Ubenkach, he holds Chaviv first in all cases. Okay? Good. So Tani, yeah, you put the Adama before the Eitz, if you like the Adama more. Eitan, give me 1 second, because I want to clarify that for, okay? So, look at the Bir Halacha, source number 9. Because it can get a little bit more complicated. Look at this Bir Halacha. The Efsher Od Lomar, source number 9, Bir Halacha. Da Filu Bistam, Priya Eitzu, Priya Adama. Even if you have a stam vegetable and a stam fruit, meaning no shiva samina. Gamkein, im hapri eitz, chaviv olav ato, yivarech olav, af shetomid chaviv olav hapri ho adam. Ooh, okay, here we go. Bir Halacha says like this. When does the vegetable, when does the adama take precedence to the ha'etz? Only if the vegetable is more chaviv to you in general and also now. What does that mean for those who weren't here last week? There's a machlokas between Rabbi Yonah and the Rambam. What does the term chaviv even mean? What does it mean to be beloved to you? Does it mean that 6 out of 7 times, this is the one that you want? Or does it mean that right here, right now, this is what you're in the mood for? Right? So Rabbi Yonah holds A, Rambam holds B. Generally, we hold A. Generally, we hold that we go by what is in general more chaviv to you, okay? But the Rambam holds that it goes by what you want right now. So the Bir Halacha says like this. When do we say that ha'adama takes precedence to ha'eitz? Only if the vegetable slash the whatever thing you're making ha'adama on, the watermelon, banana, carrots, whatever it is, if you want it generally more than the fruit that you have in front of you, and also right now. So let's make it practical. I like watermelon more than I like apples.
and right now I also want the watermelon more than the apples, then I will make the Hadama on the watermelon before the Ha'etz on the apples. However, if I generally like watermelon more than apples, but today it's October and that it's apple season and the apples are much better than the watermelon, so I want the apple more than the watermelon, says the Bir Halacha, I make the Ha'etz before the Hadama. Why? Why does it change? Because here, you have two tzadim to put the Borei Pri Ha'etz before the Borei Pri Ha'adama. You have two tzadim. What are the two tzadim? Number one, which one is more chaviv? So according to the Rambam, the apple's more chaviv, because that's what I want right now. And number two, according to the Bahag, which one should I always put first? The apple. The eats. The Bahag, right? The Bahag says I always put the eats first. So in this case, since I have two tzadim to put the fruit before the vegetable, that's what I do. So the only case where the Ha'adama comes before the Ha'etz is when I generally and currently want the vegetable more than the fruit. Clear? Okay, Eitan.
So we said the Bahag said there's an order of the brachot relative to specificity. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to understand from the Gemara, the last discussion at the end, so we don't talk tonight. What's the understanding of this pasuk about Eretz Yisrael? What are they arguing about? Like, if they're arguing about that the order is in the pasuk, that order is already, like, the Bahag already said that that's implied the order. Like, why do I even need that? Does that make sense?
Yeah,
like,
so...
The question, they can't be arguing over that because we just said that everybody agrees that the order is that order. Like, the order would be that order. The Hamotzi comes first, or the bread comes first, then Hagafen, and then Ha'itz. And then Shachol. I guess Devash, not just Shachol. What would they be arguing over?
So, you're saying according to the Bahag?
Yeah.
How would he read that?
Yeah, like,
how would the Bahag read that line?
Yeah, what would be the Havamim in that case?
So according to the Bahag, that Bisha'in Berchoseihan Shavos Pligi. Yeah, I think in Achinami, I think the Bahag would have to assume that if In Berchoseihan Shavos Pligi, so then they do disagree about, even when you have a fruit and a vegetable, about which one comes first. Because if he would say that Rabbi Yehuda would still say that the Shivas Haminim come before the non-Shivas Haminim. And why do I prioritize Shivas Haminim over non-Shivas Haminim? Well, in the Pasuk itself, I prioritize some specific Shivas Haminim to others. So it's saying if I prioritize specific Shivas Haminim to others, then certainly I should prioritize Shivas Haminim to non-Shivas Haminim. So the Bahag Shita is assuming Ula. It's assuming that there's no Machlokas in the case of Ein Bechosayan Shabbos.
Right, but yeah, I'm just trying to understand what the...
I'm saying in Achinami, you're right. That's why the Bahag would say that Shita wouldn't agree with his Psak.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Good. So that's Halacha Lamaisa. Now, let's have some fun, okay? If we're not having fun already, we're going to have more fun now. Source number 10, Vizos HaBracha. Let's look at this inside. This is a cool case. This is really cool. It says like this. Hayu lefanav tapuach anav umalon. So a person has in front of him, okay, he's gonna link this back to Tu Bishvat, to a Tu Bishvat Seder, okay? So a person has in front of him an apple, some grapes, and melon. The Seder HaChavivus, what is he like most? HaTapuach Chaviv Olav B'Yoser, B'chol Eis V'Achshav. He likes the apple most, generally and currently. Then next in his likings is the melon. And last is the grapes. So which one comes first? So this is like a merry-go-round. Because watch this. You have to have a little bit, you have to think in, it's, I don't know, all computer science people, you're going to love this, okay? So if I understand computer science correctly, you probably don't. Okay, so like this. If you compare the apple / the grapes, first of all, what's the bracha on the apple and the grapes? Ha'etz. What's the bracha on the melon? Adam. Yeah? He likes, this guy likes the apple most and the melon second to most. Okay? Well, so if you compare the melon versus the apple, so then the apple should win, right? Because which one's more chaviv?
Apple.
The apple. So therefore, it should make ha'etz before the adama. Yeah? But now that I'm making a ha'etz, so now I have to take into account that there's another fruit that I want to make a bracha on. What fruit is that? The grapes. And when I have multiple fruits, and one of them is Shivas Haminim, which one comes first? They're the way we passed in last week. Like Rabbi Yehuda, Shivas Haminim comes first. So now the grapes should win. But if it's the melon versus the grapes, which one's more chaviv? The melon. So the melon should win. So it's a merry-go-round. You can't, no way you turn. It works. So how do you decide that lehalacha? So Vizos Avracha, in that sefer, he said, originally I thought that the whole Din Kadima gets shot out the window. Okay, you can't decide it here. But then he said, you know what we have to do? Whenever we have Shilas of Kadima, we have to group all of the fruits together and all of the vegetables together. And you make decisions amongst each group first, and then you make the decision between the clash of the different groups. So if you have multiple fruits, you first decide amongst the fruits. If you have multiple vegetables, you first decide amongst the vegetables. Then eventually you get to the ultimate clash, the championship, between the fruit and the vegetable, and then you decide like that. So if that's the case, what do you do over here? You have multiple fruits, grapes and apples. Which one wins? Grapes. Shivas Haminim. So now the championship is grapes versus melon. Which one's more chaviv? Melon. So he says you make the bracha on the melon first. And now he says, so he says that, look at the third paragraph. He says, Omna macharei ha'ir nira, ha'iruli. He says his chavirim tamidim said like this, Shiyash lahakdim es hamalon. You should put the melon first. Why v'asvar yikach? Shakifisha b'yarnu le'el, yashnan shtei svaros b'dine kedima. There's almost like two dinim in kedima. Remember the way we explained the rashva? The chefza and the bracha of the gavra? Which one comes first? So Aleph, be'ein berchoseihem shavos, when the brachos are not the same, makdimim es hechaviv, lefisha zoha bracha hachashuva yoser. Why do you choose, when the brachos are not the same, why do you choose the chaviv? Because that's the more important bracha, because we're going from the vantage point of the person. Beis beberchoseihem shavos, holchem acharei hamin hechashuv yoser. She'adinosin she'ash levarich alav, liftores hamin hepachos chashuv. So, when you're deciding what bracha to make, basically you want to get to the clash between the fruits and the vegetables, because that's going to be from the perspective of the person. But when you're deciding what makes the championship, you should pick the most chashuv of each category.
So it's going
because you're comparing based on the chefza, right? So that's why you first compare based on independent categories, and then you have the clash between the categories.
So it's going back to. So saying, like, opposite from what I was thinking earlier, that Shivas Haminim is still kind of the initial categorization. If it's an option...
Shivas Haminim is the most chashuv amongst fruits.
Right. So
right?
You need to first look, is Shivas Haminim an option at all over
right.
here? Because I have different fruits.
Yes.
If you do, then you got to then Shivas Haminim. And then you can compare. Then Shivas Haminim versus everything else then loses its... Then it's chaviv.
Exactly. Exactly. And he says that in the next paragraph, and he links it back to Sudas Tu Bishvat. Let's read this inside. Inyana Diyoma. Lefize, mi sheba lecho kama suge peiros. Anybody ever participate in Tu Bishvat Seder? Yeah? Okay. So, peiros shemivarchem aleim ha'etz, upeiros shemivarchem aleim ha'adama. So you have multiple types of fruits. Some you make ha'etz on, some you make ha'adama on. You have banana, watermelon. Uvetoch kvutas ha'peiros ha'gedelim ba'etz, yashzayis, tamar, rimon, va'od peiros. So you have lots of Shivas Haminim as well. Upriyo Adama Chaviv Yoser Me Hazayis Aval Pachos Chaviv Me Hatamar O Me Harimon O Me Echad HaPeiros Shebercha'asam Ha'etz. So what if you have like this? At a Tu B'Shvat Seder, you have multiple Shivas Haminim. You have an olive, you have a pomegranate, and you also have a banana. And the banana you like more than the olive, but less than the... date or the pomegranates. Okay, you like it more than the olive, but less than the pomegranates. Okay, and you have all of them in front of you. Which bracha do you make first? So, based on the principle that we just said, I have to compare all my fruits and then all my vegetables, and then do the championship between the two. Right. So, if I'm comparing all my fruits, which fruit comes first?
Olive.
The Aleph. Why? Exactly. It's one to Eretz. One to Eretz. So even though I like pomegranates more than olives, doesn't matter, right? Because the one that's closest to Eretz comes first. So in the battle of the fruits, the olive comes first. But I like bananas more than olives. But less than pomegranates. But nonetheless, because the olives beat out the pomegranates in the battle of the fruits, now I make the Adama on the banana more than first before the olive, before the olives. Schmack, no? Okay. All right. Listen, if that's not exciting, I don't know. Okay. All right. So that's... Exactly. Tu Bishan Madness. That should be the name of the shiur. Okay. So let's wrap it up for tonight. Okay? A couple of exceptions to our rule. So first of all, we pointed out last week that all of this applies only when you want to eat all of the items, right? But if you don't want to eat all of the items, the Rama says, then you make whichever bracha you on the food that you're eating. Number two, the post can point out that if there's a normal order to the meal, Avi and I had this discussion last week, if there's a normal order to the meal, so maybe you'll have an appetizer, that's a adama or ha'itz, and then your main will be a shahakal. So you're going to have a fruit, you're going to have a grapefruit, and then a steak. And let's deal without hamotzi here, okay? So you're going to have a grapefruit, and then a steak, and then something else for dessert, and then a cake for dessert, right? You don't have to make the bracha on the cake first, because you know you're going to have a mizonos. You go in order of the meal, right? So you make the ha'itz, and then the shakal, and then the mizonos. This applies only when you're having all the foods at the same time, okay? And the last exception, which is important, is based on a Maamar Mordechai, that if going out of order, if misordering will help you get out, will help you avoid a safek brachos, meaning you have a food in front of you, you're not sure what bracha to make on the food. But if you mess up the order, then that food will get covered, so then you mess up the order in order to avoid the safek brachos. So what are some examples? So fresh squeezed orange juice. Most of us say a shahakol. But there is a day out there that you should say ha'itz. So what do you do if you have an orange and also fresh squeezed orange juice, or any fruit and fresh squeezed orange juice? What should you do? So you should first make the shahakol on the juice and then the ha'itz on the fruit. Why? Because if you say the ha'itz on the fruit, that might potter the orange juice. And now you can't say the shahakol because maybe that's a bracha she'ena tzricha. So instead, you make the shahakol on the juice first and then you make the ha'itz on the fruit. Likewise, some say, although we don't paskin this way, but some say that ha'etz would cover chocolate as well. So if you have chocolate and a fruit, first you make shahakol on the fruit, and then you make ha'etz, first you make shahakol on the chocolate, and then ha'etz on the fruit.
Does it apply to like mizonos also?
Yes. So he says like this case, he says, what about if you have bamba and cake? So in Vizos HaBracha, he thinks that there's a tzad that mizonos would pater bamba. Okay? So he says, if you have bamba and cake, so you should make a shahakol first on the bamba and then a mizonos on the cake. Because otherwise, the mizonos would misafe cover the bamba and then you wouldn't be able to make another bracha.
Granola bar, which could be mizonos or adama or shahakol, if you so.
Yeah, so if you're able to, or also like if you're able to get out of that bracha, right? So let's say, so maybe in general you think that a granola bar is mizonos. Right? But you have a vegetable in front of you. I could see, he didn't write this, but it's mistaber to me that you should make the adama on the carrots and have that pater the, I don't know, not sure what to do in that case. Right, maybe you can't pater if you really pass against mizonos. Right. So I'm not sure if it would apply in your case.
Fresh squeezed orange juice, and then you wouldn't make
right, then dafka you should
make the eighth first and then not have to do the orange juice then.
Right. So right. So probably the opposite is true. Yeah, that if you have the granola bar, then.
But then once you have a granola bar and then you have adama, I don't know what the adama means. Granola bar is either mizonos or adama, I think.
Yeah, right.
So then you have a banana and a granola bar, so then you make a mizonos on the granola bar and then
adama. You make the mizonos, if you pass a mizonos on the granola bar, right, then that's correct. Then following the same principle, you would make a mizonos on the granola bar first and then adama on the vegetable.
But in these cases, we do what the psak halacha.
But that's not a misorder though.
Right.
That's why your case is.
So the fresh squeezed orange juice. If your Talmud of whoever holds that.
Here, how about this? Let's reverse it. What if you're what if you pass in that granola bar is Adama,
right,
and you have cake? So then you should make the Adama on the granola bar first, and right, then they make the mizonos on the cake. That would be the example. Okay?
Right.
All right. Let's wrap it up. Last thing, which is as follows. Our entire discussion was what bracha to make first. Does this also apply to the order of the foods that you eat? Meaning, if you have Shivas Haminim and also non-Shivas Haminim, do you have to eat the Shivas Haminim before the non-Shivas Haminim? Or you just make the bracha on the Shivas Haminim, take a bite, and then you could eat it in whatever order you want. So in the Sefer Malbushei Mordechai, he says, Dine kedima lefi seder hamaylos nemar rak al habracha shemevarich al hamaychol. Ach lo nemar dine kedima al seder ha'achila. It only applies to the bracha that you make, but not the order of the eating. And in the footnote over there, he says, that's pashut, umashe yash b'nei adam sha'ochlim b'tu b'shvat lefi seder hamaylos, that which some people specifically go out of their way to first eat the olives and then eat the next of the Shivas Haminim and then the next of the Shivas Haminim and then non-Shivas Haminim. They go out of their way to order the eating in order of the Kedimas Habrachos. That's Lesilsul Ba'alma Osimke. And they're doing that as a show to demonstrate, to put on a play, so to speak, of which of the fruits comes first. But midine ha'alacha, once you make the bracha on, let's say you have just fruits and olives are there, so you're going to make the bracha on the olives first, you don't have to eat the olives first and then go on to the next of the most important of the Shivas Haminim and then the next and then the next. You can just eat it in whichever order you want once you make the bracha on the olives. Okay? Any more questions on that? Okay, Gevaldik. So we discussed in the last 2 weeks, Seder Brachos. We really, I think we did a Baruch Hashem, we did a thorough job in talking about Seder Brachos on when you have multiple foods with the same bracha or multiple foods with different brachos. And hopefully we have more clarity coming out Halacha L'maisa. Yashar Koach, everybody.